What's something that's kind of like a squirrel but smaller and with stripes down its back?
Chipmunk? They don't live here.
Where?
Chipmunks live in the mountains.
Yeah.
They're more cold weather animals. We've seen lots of them in Colorado.
What kinds of fish do you get around here?
Well, mostly people fish for what they call brim, which is B-R-E-A-M, and crappie, which is C-R-A-P-P-I-E. And I don't know what those really are. That's just what people call the edible fish they catch in freshwater. You get some trout in stocked lakes. You get a lot of bass, largemouth bass, striped bass. There are several sea bass also. See, we're in the middle between saltwater and freshwater fishing, and I don't do much fishing, so I don't know a lot about either kind. But saltwater fish, you get flounder and different kinds of bass and sea trout if you get out a little farther. And I've forgotten. Just mainly those things. You get something. I remember going fishing with my grandfather in Alvin and getting something we called a sunfish, which was a small little flat fish that looked round sideways. When you looked down on it, it was thin, but when you looked at it sideways, it was round, and it was about the size of a small pancake. I was delighted to have caught that. It was the only thing we brought back in our gunny sack that day. It was my first fish when I was about 4 years old.
It wasn't edible, though, was it?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm sure we didn't eat it anyway. Oh, no.
What else besides fish do people get from the Gulf?
Lots of shrimp. Crabs. We go crabbing sometimes. That's kind of fun. Put a piece of salt pork or piece of some kind of scrap meat of some sort. Used to go get crab meat. They called it. You go get crab bait or crabbing meat at grocery stores in colored parts of town. And I'm not sure what it was, but it looked raggedy. It looked like it had been torn rather than sliced. And I don't know what the meat was, but we used to put it on a string and you hang it down in the water and then you hold a net in your other hand, and when you see the crab come up and pull on your meat, you scoop him up with the net. And they get oysters out in the bay. There's oyster reefs that are right now having big problems with the shell dredgers because the fishermen claim that the shell dredging stirs up so much silt that the oysters don't reproduce. And the shell dredgers claim that they only dredge dead reefs and so it shouldn't bother the oysters. And they are going back and forth with the Environmental Protection Agency. That's mainly it. Oh, if you go out into the Gulf, then you get big sport fish like sailfish and things like that. Sometimes you get dolphin and bluefish. Yeah, maybe it is a bluefish. It's great.
What
big.
What do people catch dolphins for? Just for trophies?
Well, there are two kinds of dolphin, you know. The mammal dolphin we call a porpoise. And the fish dolphin is big and it's a game fish mainly, but you can eat it. Lots of people eat dolphin, the fish kind. Oh, they wouldn't catch those. They're just out there to follow the ferries and swim along and look cute, let tourists take pictures of them.
If you were just doing some freshwater fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms, earthworms.
Would you ever call them baits?
No. I would say you used a worm as bait, but I wouldn't call them baits.
What about a small fish you could use for bait?
A minnow? Okay. You could use a minnow. We used to use pollywogs.
What's that?
That's a baby frog.
And something that you'd see in a freshwater stream, it's kind of like a lobster, only it's a lot smaller.
A crawfish?
Yeah.